And we welcome back to the program Jordan Francis, who is the Director of Wellness Services for Wayne Healthcare. Welcome back. Thanks for coming in.
Joel, thanks for having me.
And, this has been really cool all year long as we've had different representatives from Wayne Health coming in to recognize this celebration 100 years. I know there's been a centennial celebration. The public was able to come in, right, and tour the facilities and learn more about the services that are offered. And that had to be pretty great.
Oh, it was excellent. First of all, thanks for having us, Joel. We appreciate your partnership with us to get information about, you know, our different services and, you know, the celebration of 100 years of providing services in the community. And we did have a centennial celebration event that was open to the community on May 14th. And it was an excellent event. It was well attended. I think most importantly for a lot of folks there, the food was excellent. But you know, the trend with the centennial event was how amazed all the participants were with the facilities, with the private rooms, and just the overall feel of the building. I mean, it's beautiful. It's excellent, and I think a lot of the community members that participated shared that sentiment.
And it was good timing too, as I think I talked with Terry Flood and others about how, you know, with the pandemic and everything, obviously there have been restrictions on, you know, public about how many people you can have in a certain area.
Absolutely.
And you know, things like this. So it's good that this is the 100th that you didn't have to put, because there are organizations that had to put off for a year or two celebrations like this, but you were able to have people masked up and so forth in the hospital facilities, and that had to be pretty cool because there's nothing like celebrating a milestone.
Yes,
like
it
100
was
years.
You know, we moved in February of last year, and February and March of last year, and it was so frustrating because we had this beautiful new thing that we wanted to show everyone, but due to the constraints of COVID, it was difficult to, you know, hold a real significant centennial event. So we're really glad to finally make that happen and be able to show off our you know, beautiful new facility to the community.
And that's the thing, when people can see it, because certainly we can talk about it as we have on this program, and we'll continue to do so. And hopefully that's helping to inform people about, again, the services that are available right here, you know, in our community in Greenville and Dark County at Wayne Health. But for them to see it has to be even that much more special and make an impact, because I'm sure there are people that thought, wow, I didn't realize how nice this place is.
Absolutely.
Right? I didn't realize that you guys did this here. It's like, we'll have to go to Dayton, Cincinnati, Columbus, or any place else for some things.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes being at the hospital is not necessarily a cause for celebration. I think in, you know, the wellness center, that is the case. But most folks don't get into the hospital unless, you know, they have an acute illness or are admitted as an inpatient. And I think it is really eye-opening to see the level of facilities we have right here in Dark County. And not only that, but the excellent clinical personnel that we have that are providing really important services to the members of our community. And there's a lot of different services that we provide that, you know, maybe a layperson may not consider being available here in Dark County, but in often cases, it actually is. So being able to share that is just excellent.
And obviously, again, they can learn about that. The second Wednesday of every month throughout this year is when we're having representatives from Wayne Healthcare in our studio here, WTGR, for Community Ties. We hope that you'll listen then. Otherwise, visit their website, waynehealth.org. Or give them a call as well to find out more. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Wellness Center and so forth, and some informational sessions that are coming up as well. We'll do that a little bit later on in the program. But, Jordan, obviously one of the reasons you're here is to talk about some of the history. Every time we've had a guest in, they've covered a decade or so, you know, the history of the hospital. And you get to talk about early 60s to early 70s, right?
Yes, sir, 62 to 72. And, you know, one of the things that it's actually been really interesting to do the research for these different decades throughout the hospital's history. But one year in particular that I think summarizes the type of staff that we have at Wayne Healthcare and the dedication to community, and then also the community's dedication to us. Two stories that highlight that from 1964 is one, Goldie Murphy, a registered nurse, retired in 1964 after 33 years of service. She was the night supervisor from 1948 to 1964. And that tradition of having longstanding staff members who are serving the community stands today. We have a number of employees that are at 30, 35 years of service. And, you know, it's a place that people come and stay. They like it. They like the community. They like their coworkers. And I just thought that was really interesting that that tradition is held strong. Another story from 1964 that I think is telling of the tradition of community support that the hospital receives was a donation totaling $85,000 in 1964. $23,000 of that went to the purchase of a new X-ray machine, and the balance of that was allocated to the building fund for a projected program of betterments and expansions. And I think, you know, the fact that the community was able to provide $85,000 to the hospital in 1964 is really, really telling of how much community support we really have. Some of the other highlights from the decade: in 1966, 4,450 people were admitted to the hospital. But more interestingly to me is there were 746 new births that year, which is pretty incredible birth rate for a rural community. In 1971, a one-story annex, including a 20-bed nursing unit for med-surg patients, was completed towards the end of 1971. And the Forward Fund capital campaign was held to raise funds for the Coppock Memorial Addition and to raise the original house. You know, again, another prime example of the community coming together to really help continue the tradition of providing services right here in our community to our friends and family. Lastly, in 1972, a six-unit doctor's office building was completed in early 1972, and a coronary and intensive care unit was opened in November of 1972. So again, and this, you know, is a theme that we've seen throughout the centennial discussions that we've provided here each decade, the themes of community support and of, you know, clinical practitioner or clinical folks that are really dedicated to providing services to the community. And I think that tradition is going strong to this day.
Yeah, obviously, otherwise you wouldn't be local. You wouldn't be celebrating 100 years.
No, sir.
And you wouldn't be the truly local hospital and healthcare that you are.
Yes, we are here to provide medical services and wellness services for our friends and family in the community. And we've been able to hold strong doing that for 100 years now.